Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning. This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I'm your host today, Reverend Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. I want to start again by thanking you, our listeners. It's your support and encouragement that keeps us going. Please remember that you can always visit our website for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. If you miss an episode of the show, you can go to that website and download a podcast or MP3 of our broadcast. Details can be found on our website. And today I want to speak to you about a Christmas theme of waiting in hope. As we approach Christmas this year, the season of Advent is a season of expectation and waiting. And there's a couple of scriptures that speak to this directly in the Christmas season. And I'd like to read to you one from Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 35. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Now, I want to speak to you about the hope that kept Simeon coming to the temple in expectation of what the Holy Spirit had revealed to him. And I want to speak to you today about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ, the hope of salvation, the hope of eternal life, and the hope of his return. And as we delve into the meaning of hope in this season of Christmas, I'd like you to listen with me to a song that directly addresses this, "What We Hope For," is the name of the song, and it's by Carolyn Ahrens from her album Travelers. Would you please listen to it with me?
With all my heart,
As we look into this scripture, we see that there's a man called Simeon. And we're told up front that he's a good man. He's a man who pays attention to God, who seeks to do God's will. And he's been waiting clearly for some time for the consolation of Israel. For that is to say, for the one who would come, who would console and save Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him so that he knew that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. It must have been a long time coming, this Savior. In fact, we look at the history of Israel and we see that the people of Israel had learned to wait. We are living in a culture of instant things. Everything happens at once. We've got a manufacturing process called just-in-time manufacturing. And that means that the things that are needed to manufacture a part or an item are brought to the factory from a warehouse just in time for everything to be put together. We expect with fax machines, with emails, with all kinds of internet and telephone advantages that we can do things right away and keep moving and always be pressing on. But it's not that way for the people of God. If you look back to the very beginning of the history of humanity, when God speaks to Adam and Eve about the end of the reign of the serpent, when the serpent is finally destroyed, he speaks to Eve and says that one of your sons will crush his head. But that, we know, is thousands of years in the future. That this promise made to Eve is a long time coming, and in the meantime she sees many distressing things. She sees one of her own sons murdered by another son. She sees the world which started out so beautifully and the opportunities that they had slip from their grasp because of sin, and they're ushered out of the beautiful garden into essentially the wilderness of the world, and their life becomes one of toil. But still there's this hope that God has expressed to them. We fast forward a few generations, and we come to the promise given to Abraham. And Abraham is told that a great nation will spring from him, that he will be the father. And not only that, the blessing that comes upon him will bless the whole earth, and every nation on earth will be blessed through him. Abraham gets tired of waiting just for that first child to be born. He and Sarah try to hurry the process along, and God puts a halt to that, and he tells them to wait for the baby that he has promised. And even that child is yet another more than a decade away. They have to wait. It's not snap your fingers and God does his thing. Waiting is part of God's training of us and God's discipline. When Joseph went through all his trials and the people of Israel were finally delivered from the famine through Joseph and they were brought into the land of Goshen in Egypt, they lived over 400 years in that land, sinking into slavery and into injustice and being treated so oppressively. And yet the hope, the promise that God had given to Abraham and to Jacob and to Joseph, this promise that they would return to the promised land, it still was true. And after more than four centuries, Moses led them out of Egypt. And then they waited an entire generation to enter into the promised land because of their unfaithfulness. But even then, God's promise proved true. You see how so much waiting is involved, and it's waiting in hope. It's waiting hopefully, because the people of Israel have a promise set before them, and they've seen that God's promise is true. Simeon was a righteous and devout man, and he'd been promised that he would see the Lord's Christ, the Messiah. Now, when he says the words that he praises God with upon seeing Jesus Christ, he says, "As you have promised, you can now dismiss your servant in peace." What he's saying is, "Lord, I'm ready to die now. You've fulfilled your promise to me. I've seen the Lord's salvation." Now, for him to say that, you would presume that he was a pretty old man, that he's been waiting for a very, very long time. Perhaps he had wondered whether the promise would be fulfilled. But nevertheless, he came into the temple that day, and he saw what God had done. Simeon is a model of waiting and hope. He just has the word of God. He has that support and encouragement from the Holy Spirit, his counselor. He knows that God is with him, and he is ready to hold out and hold on to the promises of God. Now, when we were children, we probably had a lot of trouble waiting for Christmas to come, because we were concerned with things that really don't have an awful lot to do with the Lord's Christ. We were concerned with toys and treats and all kinds of surprises. We were, even as we grow older, it's seeing family and it's seeing friends and celebrating in this time of year. But so often our hope is in these things and not so much in the presence of God and in the salvation of Jesus Christ. Have we sometimes given up hoping for what God can do in our lives, and instead we've settled for these lesser things, as good as they are? They aren't what Christmas is about, really, are they? Christmas is about God being faithful to his promises so that his people can live in hope. Christmas is about a promise that God delivered on hundreds of years after Isaiah prophesied, thousands of years after the first hints of God's salvation came through the people of Israel. And yet his promise was fulfilled. Unto us a son was born, unto us a child was given, and it was the Son of God. The next song we're going to listen to is a song by the band, an a cappella group called This Hope. And the song is a traditional hymn, Of the Father's Love Begotten, from their album, My Prayer.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the world began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he of the things that are, that have been, and that future you shall see.
During the season of Advent, there's a hope that I celebrate in my heart. It's a hope for the promise of Jesus Christ to be fulfilled when he had risen from the dead and was about to ascend into heaven, and he reminded his disciples that he would return. The angels that stood by as he went into heaven said, "Why are you looking into the sky?" Jesus Christ will return, just as you saw him go. It's been 2,000 years almost since that promise was made. It's been a long time, and sometimes in the ups and downs of life, we wonder whether that promise will ever come true. Even in the days of the early church, when Paul spoke to the Thessalonians and to other churches about the coming of Christ. He reminded them that God was not slow to fulfill his promises, but God was patient. God was seeking to save as many as possible as he delayed the end of history and the judgment seat that would occur when all things were brought to fulfillment. He was allowing the gospel to spread out through the world, from one nation to another, from one heart to another, from one generation to another, until in this very day we have placed our hope in Jesus Christ, and we continue to share that hope with others. We ought to wait hopefully and not give up. We ought to endure in hope. In fact, it's hope that so often allows us to endure. We can learn a lot from the people of the Old Testament. In spite of the many failings that they document about themselves, they lived through generation after generation waiting for Jesus. Yes, there were some that ceased to hope for a Savior. There were people in Jesus' time who didn't believe that that promise would actually be fulfilled, and certainly not that it was being fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Their expectations were wrong, and their hope was weak. But Jesus came anyways. We need to learn from that example that even when the circumstances look like something's gone off the rails, we can continue to hope in Jesus Christ. And Christmas is not just about Jesus coming and being born as a baby. It's about God fulfilling his promise, his greatest promise of all, the promise to save us from our sins and to lead us into eternal life. And part of that promise is the hope that we have that he will be with us through this life and that he will return to establish his kingdom, to destroy all evil and put death to death, and to wipe every tear away so that sorrow and sighing flee away forevermore. We sing these Christmas carols with such joy, and there are so many of them that express an abundant joy, because it's not just what God has done, but what he's doing in us and what he will do that fills us with hope. God's promises are good. Now, how can we continue to share this hope with others? As you go about your regular Christmas activities, how do you keep Christ in Christmas? How do you express the hope that you have that it's more than just family, more than just food, more than just parties at work and songs in church, but that God is actually working in people's lives? Are you able to share with others how God keeps you hopeful? Many people wish for good things, and a wish doesn't have an awful lot of expectation. Oh, I wish for this, and I wish for that, not really having any idea whether I'm going to get it or not. But we have wishes with expectation, and that's what hope is. Paul speaks about hope being the expectation of what is not seen. We haven't seen Jesus return yet, but we can speak about his presence in our lives today and how he's been faithful to us in so many things that we cannot doubt him about his promise to establish his kingdom forever. We can speak to others who are in despair, people who have been waiting for good news in their lives and haven't heard it, who've looked at the days ahead of them, at the years ahead of them, and they aren't sure that anything good is going to come out of those days. But we can share our hope. We can show the love of Christ so that they know they're not alone. We can sometimes gently and carefully share our testimony about how God has met our needs or how God has sustained us in our time of trouble. And in that way, communicate how hope works in our hearts. Indeed, if a prayer of yours has been fulfilled and answered, that if a relative or a friend has been cured of some serious disease and you know it was the hand of God that did it, very well, spread that good news that God is a faithful physician But if you and your family are still needing the hands of God to support you underneath while you go through those dark valleys, perhaps you've seen and experienced loss, and though God didn't answer the prayer the way you had first hoped for, now you can see that He is fulfilling His promise and sustaining you through these times. These are the testimonies we have, which help us to wait in hope and help us to encourage hope in others. Christmas is about many things, but I do hope that you will bring this aspect of Christmas into full focus at some time in the season. Would you join with me in prayer as we together come to God to ask Him to renew our hope, to teach us to hope, and to share this hope with the world? Let us pray. Almighty God, it is so good that You have been faithful to Your promise throughout the generations, and Your scripture teaches how faithful You are. It shows us example after example of promises being fulfilled. How many times did Jesus tell us that He would return again, that He would put an end to all evil, that He would lift up His people into eternal life? Almighty God, we thank You for the rich and full promises, the great grace that You've given us through this child born at Christmas, crucified at the Passover, and raised on Easter Day. Lord, we thank You that in one day we will be raised with Him to share in His joy and His fellowship forevermore. Make us servants of this hope, Almighty God. Make us effective messengers of hope in a world that is so filled with darkness. Help us to lift up our friends and our family and even our enemies with good news of God's salvation. We do pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I want to thank you, our listeners, for your encouragement and support. We thank you because you keep us on the air week by week, and we want to encourage you to support our ministry financially as well as in prayer. Good News Ministries has only one major cost. Our hosts are all volunteers, and so are the people who manage the website, organize our events, and operate our board. You can help us to continue to meet our one vital expense, the cost of broadcasting, which enables us to reach you and over 7,000 listeners in the Ottawa River Valley. If you can, please make a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0, and we will be happy to send you a receipt at income tax time. I also want to encourage you to tell others about this program. Now, be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. Now, to conclude our program, I would like to have you listen to a song called Away in the Manger, a familiar carol. This is sung by a choir from my hometown, the Guelph Children's Choir, from the album A Noteworthy Christmas. And I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you would know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with His constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580.